KFW FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around herself, and then there she was. In platform double suede, yeah, there she was. Like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and can't end it here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candle here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely. Surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
It's not a dream. It's reality. It's finally Friday. It's 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. It's 105.7 CFW, and it's time to get moving because we are working our way towards the weekend, and we're almost ready to get to it. I don't know about you, but... ready, set, go. Let's do it. Here's Billy Joel. Good morning.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight A student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
'80s, '90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
is Michael Jackson, Beat It, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, time for our feel-good story of the day to get things started with a positive note. As a matter of fact, if you know of a story, like a positive one, something happening across the Chippewa Valley, drop me an email through our Civic Media app and let me know about it, okay? And I'll be sure to include it during one of our feel-good story moments here. Here's one. Staff members of the Patterson Public Library in New Jersey said they were thrilled to see the return of a book that had been overdue for 100 years. The Life of King Henry V by William Shakespeare was discovered by Cynthia Dele while sorting through her late grandmother Arlene's belongings. Arlene had checked out the book in 1923. Cynthia decided to return the book to its rightful place, and the library said they couldn't be happier. It's never too late to return overdue library materials, said Corey Fleming, the library's director. This one in particular, it's an extra special as it's considered so rare, it's actually worth a lot of money as a collector's item. So they thanked Cynthia for taking the steps to finally return her grandmother's book, and no, they did not charge her any overdue fine. I certainly would hope not.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
BG's 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. I hope you've got the Civic Media app on your smartphone. If not, you should go to your app store, download it. It's free. And then once you open that Civic Media app, search 105.7 CFW. Make it your home station. And then and that way, every time you flip open that app, you just say, go to my home station. And Viola, there we are. And people have asked me, Mike, why do you say Viola? Because voila. Look at it sometime. It looks like Viola. But anyway, get it on your phone, okay? There's a lot of miles.
Mm-hmm.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
There's Hathaway, 105.7 CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. Happy Friday. Oh, it's going to be a great day today. Coming up in just a few minutes, I would say 7 minutes, another edition of Wait, What Happened? When we hear about a pizzeria in Germany that was shut down because too many customers were ordering menu number 40. Wait till you hear what menu number 40 was.
1057 CFW.
Remember this one?
Cheryl Ann, Got to Be Real, 105.7 CFW. Good morning to you. Happy Friday, Mike McKay, along with you. All right, another edition of Wait, What Happened? A pizzeria in Dusseldorf, Germany was raided by police. Well, let me back up a little bit. The police were tipped off by food inspectors. Let me back up a little bit more. Food inspectors noticed that multiple customers were ordering item number 40 off the menu at this pizzeria. And it must have been really delicious. That's what food inspectors thought. And that's when they found out, after investigating further and doing some undercover work, that the pizza, item number 40, was actually a pizza with a side of cocaine. That's right. Illicit drugs were being sold in the pizzeria. Police arrested the owners. It revealed 1.6 kilograms of cocaine, 400 grams of marijuana, and nearly $300,000 of cash stashed in a back room. Investigators said that it's a shame because customers loved that pizzeria. Many of them said the pizza was delicious. I'm sure it was.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
And the Valley's fun music to start your day.
105.7 CFW.
Have you ever loved?
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. People like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvests earlier than expected. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the corn harvest for grain is 12 days ahead of average, and the soybean harvest is 4 weeks ahead of average. While the dry weather has allowed farmers to harvest their crops earlier than usual, it's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted, and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. Rice Lake Fire Department officials are still working to determine the precise cause of a fire that destroyed multiple businesses last week. According to a press release, fire officials have ruled electrical and gas out as potential causes of the fire, but the official cause is still undetermined. The fire started on East Messenger Street on October 17th at around 3:40 p.m. and took crews several hours to get under control. The building that housed Kitchen and Floor Decor Warehouse, Finewood Inc., Cheese Louise, and Agonic Brewing was completely destroyed. The city of Rice Lake has entered into a partnership with Johnson Truck Bodies for the construction of a manufacturing plant. According to a press release from the city, the plant will be located in the North Business Park and occupy about 220,000 square feet. Officials from Johnson Truck Bodies say once they fully transition into the new facility, their current plant on East Allen Street will be demolished. Both groups say the partnership shows their commitment to working towards a bright future for the Rice Lake community. Chippewa Valley Technical College has approved a flat tax rate, keeping area residents off the hook for an increase. According to a press release, CVTC officials say the school saw new construction in the district and property values increased by about 8%, which led to the flat rate decision. The tax rate will remain at 66 cents per $1,000 valuation, so local residents with a $150,000 home will pay just shy of $100 to support the college for the 2024-2025 school year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW.
Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me.
We'll be right back.
97 CFW. I think not only did I drive down that boulevard one time, I think my car actually broke down on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. But luckily, I had AAA and I got towed out of there, and the rest is, you know, it's all good now. It's Mike McKay along with you. Happy Friday. Hope it's going to be a great day. Should I stay or should I go? I'm going to stay.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
.057 CFW.
Hey. home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Baby,